following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, everybody. Doug Duda along with Jim Langan.
You know, it just occurred to me, I feel weird when people are watching us. Because we're just so used to doing this, throw the headsets on and go. You know, it's crazy. We're going to tell you about our special guest in studio here in just a little bit. But it's a Monday, the first Monday of 2014. We've got the BCS National Championship game tonight between Florida State and Auburn.
Is that on tonight?
That's what I hear. There's a possibility that that game is here. You know, the deal is, it seems early. It seems early. We've played on the 9th, the 10th, the 11th. It's going to be later when this 14 playoff gets going. So we're actually going to determine a national champion tonight. And I like it that it's on Monday night. I have no problem with it being on Monday. When they stuck it on Tuesday, Wednesday, You know, we're coming off the playoffs. We're still kind of in football mode. Let's get it decided tonight at the Rose Bowl.
Good. Mondays are good because there's not a lot of high school basketball games tonight.
So yeah.
Monday's a good night.
We will be bringing you Kevin Kugler of Westwood One, Omaha. Native, Lincoln native. Of course, I think a lot of people know the Cougs, hosts of Big Red Wrap-Up on Nebraska Educational Television every Tuesday night. You see him on the Big Ten Network. Yeah, he's everywhere. Plus, Nebraska wrestling coach Mark Manning is going to join us at the second half hour of today's show, just after 11:30. We're going to talk with Coach Manning. His Huskers, like I said last week, does anybody even know they're the ranked 8th in the country? They are off to a good start this year. They beat Wyoming over the weekend. They've got two home duels this weekend. Plus, Grand Island is one of those. They've been doing this lately. They'll have a home duel, and before that, they'll have a high school duel, and Nebraska's Grand Island is going to take on Blue Springs, Missouri, I believe it is, Friday, and then that'll be followed by Nebraska, Indiana. And so we'll talk about that with Coach Manning coming up on the show today. Also, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the Central Nebraska Home and Builders Show at the Hartlett Event Center in Grand Island. That is next weekend, the 17th through the 19th, sponsored by the Central Nebraska Home Builders Association. We always want people to be winners on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've also got the old RV Boating and Fishing Expo down at Council Bluffs. That's a couple of weekends away. We'll talk about that, but we'll give you a chance to get tickets to the Home and Builders Show coming up. Jeffrey's going to give us a update on who's leading the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza. Do you want to do that right off the top?
It's up to you. Do you want it?
Well, I do want to say this, because apparently they're about ready on ESPN over our shoulder here to introduce Charlie Strong at Texas. Just your initial thoughts, Jimmy. Charlie Strong at Texas. Do you have a thought?
Well, the only thing I thought about was that, you know, he's in a conference where he was going to have some success. Even in high school sports, there are schools. I remember when Kennesaw used to be in a conference, and they got to play a lot of schools that were playing six-man football. And Kennesaw was a big enrollment. They had a huge advantage. And I think, you know, where he's been at, he's had a great advantage over the people they play. You know, the records, and they haven't had a really tough schedule. That's the only thing I have. I think, hey, you know what, this guy's looks like he's very competitive, you know what I mean? I think maybe it's going to be a chance, but that would be my only thing I'd be concerned about, is I don't think he's had to play a schedule like some of the other people in the nation have had to do. Like, you know, the Auburn coach had to knock off some people this year and was not the favorite very many times. And I think at Louisville, that guy was the favorite almost every single time he took the football field. You know, was the coach that was the favorite in the game. So if that makes sense to you, Doug, at all, that's the one thing I'd be concerned about a little bit.
I just, you know, I guess I was expecting a splash hire from Texas, and this isn't it. This isn't it. Everybody talks about the splash hire. He's been at Florida, then Louisville, then Texas. I thought maybe he had a real connection to the University of Texas. He was a GA at A&M for a year. And another story that we'll get to is Terry Joseph probably headed to A&M as the defensive back coach, the Nebraska assistant. But he's been throughout the SEC, and he has really no ties to anything Texas, Big 12, anything like that. And I'm surprised that that's the way Texas went. I mean, if you didn't want Mac Brown to be your head coach anymore, that's fine. But I think you're getting a football coach. I will say that. I think you're getting a football coach. Mac Brown was a face of the program. He wasn't the football coach. He was like Bobby Bowden in his last 10 years. You know, I still think Joe Paterno tried to be a football coach. Bobby Bowden just went out and, you know, shucks, how you doing? Good to see you. How, you know, and he's got the guys behind him. And I think that that's what Mac Brown was doing as well. Well, all those guys will be gone, and Charlie Strong will bring in his new guys. I just don't see that being – I don't see Texas being great right off the bat here. And, boy, that's going to put pressure on this guy because they're going to expect to win immediately at the University of Texas. So just my – 2 cents there. If you'd like to throw in your 2 cents or nickel or quarter, whatever it is, with everybody getting that extra day off of school, there's a lot more people at home today, teachers and students and all things like that. College kids haven't had to go back yet. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Twitter address at ESPN 1460 1550. And that's another good point, Jeff, as some folks were talking about yesterday. Will Charlie Strong take his offensive coordinator, Sean Watson, to Texas? Sean would be a little familiar with what's going on in the Big 12 after being Nebraska's offensive coordinator for a handful of years with Coach Pelini. Will Sean Watson still be a great offensive coordinator without Teddy Bridgewater?
I would think John Watson would go to Texas.
I don't think that's you want to go? I beat you there.
Nah, I guess I want to stay in Louisville. I'm going to stay here. You know,
unless they named him the head football coach at Louisville. If they named him the head football coach at Louisville, that'd be different.
Yeah, maybe so.
And I think he probably would have a shot there. I really do. Everybody seems to love him there.
Well, yeah, there's going to be four or five people probably, and he'd be one of the five that would be on that list, you know, when you look at who's going to be there. So, you know, and Louisville, I think, would be a great job. And the reason I said so is because you are going to be the favorite in most every game that you coach. And I said, you know, a lot of programs, if you look at the success that they have, and that's one thing that was good about the Texas job, they thought this Texas was going to be the favorite in most of the games that they play. You know, those are the jobs you want. It's tough to go to Minnesota. It's tough to go to Purdue. It's tough to go to some places in the United States, California, you know, and turn that program around because you're an underdog almost every time you take the field.
How'd you feel about North Dakota State Saturday?
They won the ball game, didn't they?
I think so, by 28. Was that okay?
Yeah, it was 14.
We'll give you our national championship prediction a little bit later on. But speaking of guys that, you know, they don't have to go back to school yet, we've got another young man that wanted to see what we do during this radio show. And so once again, to unimpress youth of America, Wood River's Riley Egger, now at Wesleyan, is with us. What's up, man?
You're not much. Just had a day off, but I'd see one of the best local sports shows in the business. So thanks for having me on, Doug. It's always a pleasure to hear you and kind of see you and the good things you've done for the local sports right here in Nebraska. And then have Jim Lang and, you know, the icon of the great ref that he is and, you know, the prestige that he has. It's, you know, humbling to be in the honor of two great legends here.
You know, that's just how we rehearsed it. Good job. you're following the rehearsal just like we said, dude.
I will have to say, and I will ask you about Wesleyan here in just a second, but before I forget, you know that social media can be a bad, bad deal. I did see a old photograph of you this weekend, sporting the stash, brother. Sporting the stash. That was solid. That was solid. I'm not even gonna post it to any of our web pages because people have to work to go see this one. Back in the day,
you know, there's
you hardly look any different outside of the stash. You know, you hardly look any different.
There's two pictures of me and my son. I think, has posted one. But that's when I graduated in 1976, and it's out there.
Is that when you were supposed to graduate, and then, or that's when you did graduate?
And then the other one was my daughter one time found a picture of me and put it on the refrigerator. And unfortunately, two of my officials that I was trying to be nice, it was cold like it is today, and said, hey, just park your car in the garage and we'll leave from my house. They took a photo of that picture. Of course, you know, they know how to run these cell phones and I don't.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, it's all over. And now you got it and it took you this long to get it. Yeah, I'm really proud of both pictures.
Yeah.
I wish, you know, when I had the mustache, I wish I would have been just a little straighter on that one side. I noticed it was
kind of
off.
Well, this was a side view.
So this is the side view.
So that's a beauty of it. And, you know, you just, but it's just coal black, man. It's just coal black.
Yeah. That's a pretty good deal. I'd have been maybe 33, 34 right in there, I suppose.
Let's go with that.
Yeah. So it's been a while.
Riley, let's ask, playing football at Wesleyan, you know, I know that Coach Harper's probably listening over at Hastings. You know, you got any thoughts about Hastings?
You know, it was kind of unfortunate from this year. You know, we scrimmaged them in the preseason. You know, in the NAIA, you have that 1 week before the season, and they were pretty good. They were, you know, good. They did a lot of things that we kind of expected them to do from last year. And kind of, you know, following throughout the year, they had, you know, bit by the injury bug. And, you know, before you knew it, they had guys that were down, and they were, you know, second, third guys running in. And that was really unfortunate for them. I mean, they were a really good team. You know, the year before we played at Hastings, it was came down on the last possession of the game where we had scored, you know, held them on defense. You know, so it was kind of unfortunate to see, you know, Coach Harper and Hastings have the injury bug. But, I mean, they're going to be real tough next year. They had a, you know, young running back, Jake Fowler from Adams Central. I know he gave our defense some fits all week, kind of practice that. That's kind of guy we're going to scheme for. And up front, they had some pretty big guys that are coming back. And, you know, with the injury bug, you know, it's also a plus where they got some guys that had, you know, some experience that probably might not have. You know, now they're going to be even deeper next year. So, I mean, they're, you know, the NAIA football is a good football. The GPAC conference is tough top to bottom. It's week in, week out. You don't know who's going to win, who's going to lose. And it's, you know, to go, you know, 5-5 or 6-4 in that conference is not a bad thing at all. It's a, you know, top-notch conference.
Well, what's Wesleyan going to be like next year?
You know, we have a few graduation holes we've got to fill on the defense line, but we have Phil Latimer come back next year. He was an All-American. He's out of Broomfield, Colorado. He's, you know, pretty tough up front. You know, return a quarterback, Tyler Francis. He'll be a 3-year starter from Lincoln Northeast. He'll be, you know, pretty tough. And we have a lot of guys in the skill position coming back. You know, Connor Zumpf out of York was a receiver that's pretty good. Brooks Earhart played the slot position. He was a speedster. And then you have some, you know, kind of running back by committees coming back again. So that's always nice. And then, you know, Seth Wardine out of Great Island Central Catholic will be, you know, a 4th-year starter. So he'll be one of those veteran leadership guys. So, you know, graduation loss is going to hurt us, but, you know, the young guys are to fill in. So it's going to be, you know, a kind of a promising season again, but, you know, kind of if we can stay healthy.
Now, here's the deal. Here's the main question. What in the world did you want to come in and watch this radio show for today? I know that that's what you're pursuing, but what are you thinking?
Well, you know, I have a degree in sport management with a minor in communications, and at Wesleyan, Holdridge native Alex Linden got me hooked up, you know, with doing play-by-play for the Wesleyan games, and then I had a sports show on the mornings at 9 o'clock. And you could see how many viewers you had on, and we had about 5 or 6 viewers. And I know it was my brother and my parents and the guy that, you know, worked with me, his parents. And, you know, it was just something I really love to do. You know, I like to talk. People that know me aren't going to argue that fact. And, you know, it was just something that I wanted to really do. And, you know, Alex Lennon got me hooked up with it and just kind of we rolled with it. And, you know, I know you from, you know, doing all the games you do and, you know, connections with, you know, my dad being at Wood River and stuff like that. So I thought, you know, this would be a great way to kind of learn and see how it is from, you know, two guys that have been doing it for a while. So.
And your brother's coaching at St. Paul. What's he think?
He
I know
is.
They're young over there. They're trying to build something again.
They are young, but, you know, they're kind of their motto is we could just stay positive and get better every single day. And they've done a really good job. I've seen them a couple times and they're, you know, they're getting better. And it seems like kind of the younger ages are, there's help coming up. So, you know, but Coach Reich has done a, you know, good job and losing Coach Builder was huge for them. I mean, Drew was a very good coach and he had, you know, Coach Rick Peters ahead of him. So, you know, it was kind of tough. They've hit that down spurt, but I think they're going to do a good job coming back with it. So,
well, hopefully, we'll get to see him soon. So Riley's going to be in studio with us for the entire hour. We're going to take a break here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, and when we come back, Kevin Kugler is going to join us from Westwood One Big Ten Network, and we'll also talk with Nebraska wrestling coach Mark Manning. Stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Redefine yourself with the new ReFirm Now, because no matter who you are, now is the time.
I'm taking the new ReFirm Now from Complete Nutrition because I want to be there for my kids when they get older.
I've lost 15 pounds and I feel amazing.
With the help of Complete Nutrition, their products and approach, my husband and I are taking control of our lives and our weight loss together.
Now I won't ever lose control of my weight or my health.
Now after losing 10 pounds in 1 month, I have my confidence back.
Reach your resolution with the help from Complete Nutrition. Become a preferred member. It's quick, easy, and free. Save 22% on all new programs like ReFirm Now and everything else in the store. Come in today and receive a free sample of the brand new ReFirm Now Appetite Control Mix exclusively at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Now, Ted.
This is Adam Schefter for 5-Hour Energy. You think working in sports is all fun and games? Guess again. Between the preseason, regular season, postseason, and breaking news in the offseason, I'm working almost every waking hour. Slowing down isn't an option, so I rely on 5-Hour Energy to give me the clear and alert feeling of focus. It's quick, convenient, and lasts for hours. 5-Hour Energy worked for me. It can work for you, too.
Individual results may vary. Adam Schefter is a paid spokesperson. Visit 5hourenergy.com.
Here's some good policy from your local independent agent and auto owner's insurance. When you insure your home and car with us, you receive a multi-policy discount. And when you add auto owner's life insurance, you get a special discount on your home and car insurance. Auto owner's insurance will save you money on all of the insurance you already have. Now that's good policy. Call your independent agent today. Auto owner's insurance. The no problem people.
The Vizio BCS National Championship. Florida State. Auburn. Florida State heads to Pasadena, ranked number one in the nation. A 13-0 record and the Heisman Trophy winner at quarterback. They'll go head-to-head with a second-ranked Auburn Tigers, who are looking to extend the SEC's streak of 7 straight national championships. The BCS National Championship.
Florida State and Auburn, Monday night, January 6th, on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A windshield warning remains in effect for the area through the day today. As we'll otherwise stay with sunshine with a high of 7. Winds on the northwest stay from 10 to 20. Tonight, we'll head back to 0 for a low with partly cloudy skies. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 5 above.
Doug and Daddy's Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Doug Duda, Jim Langan, our intern for the day, Riley Egger, football standout at Nebraska Wesleyan, told us off air that he was working with the Salt Dogs this past summer. Maybe he's going to be an athletic director sometime. How about an agent? Would you be an agent?
I don't know about that one. I'm not a big negotiator guy, not a big fan of Drew Rosenhaus. So.
You don't have to. But if you were an agent, you could get Kevin Kugler as one of your, you know, and that'd be it. That'd be like the only person you'd need.
I couldn't. Kevin Kugler does a great job. I remember him on the call of the Kansas National Championship game in 2008, and that was kind of one of those things that kind of sticks with you, and his call on that Mario Chalmers shot was...
So what were you, 15?
Yeah, I was a freshman in high school. I was watching the game with my grandma because my mom and dad were out of town in Washington, D.C., and after Chalmers hit that shot, I think I ran around Wood River in about 5 seconds. I was so excited.
Well, Kevin Kugler joins us. He's busy all over the place. Big Ten Network, Westwood One. Cougs, was that enough, or do we need to blow you up a little more?
You know, I was just thinking that's got to be the second fastest time anyone in Wood River's ever run next to Scott Frost. That's impressive.
Second fastest time ever in Wood River. Well, I'll tell you what, you saw a lot of running on Saturday. Kevin Kugler was doing the Chiefs-Colts game here on ESPN. He'll have the Carolina game coming up this weekend as the Panthers take on San Francisco. Let's start with that game. Was that as shocking of a comeback as you've seen?
It was unprecedented. I've never seen anything like that. It was one of those games where the Chiefs went up 38-10, and we went to break, and the conversation during the break was essentially, all right, well, let's start looking ahead. Let's start talking about some of the stuff that, you know, nice season for the Colts, blah, blah, blah. And then they come out and score. And so we kind of put that stuff on the side for the moment, but you never felt at that point anyway, at 38-10, like this thing was anything but over. And then the Colts started zipping up and down the field again, scoring points. And you then got the sense that the Chiefs were in big trouble, at least in the building. I know some Chiefs friends of mine said, oh, you know, I never felt like we were going to lose that. I never felt like we were going to lose that. In the building, you could feel it. You could feel something big was about to happen because the Colts were unable to be stopped. And the Chiefs just could not seem to get out of their own way at times. And Alex Smith played a great football game, but they just didn't have that extra little oomph. They didn't have the run game that they needed with the injury to Jamaal Charles to kind of help them hold on to that lead. And the momentum swing was so dramatic. And that crowd was dead and all of a sudden got back into it. It was remarkable. I've never really been a part of anything like that. It was fun to call.
Hey, Jim Langen here. You know, I remember the Boise State-Oklahoma game. You know, sometimes you catch a game that everything goes perfect. You know, you're sitting there going, hey, we could have this Boise State-Oklahoma football game, and Oklahoma may blow them out, and we're going to have to entertain the crowd, you know, for the whole second half. Something like Vin Scully is maybe the best at when he does Dodger games, and it's 9-0 in the sixth inning, you know. But,
yep.
Kevin, I just think that would be just the game you had to be one of the funnest games to have the play-by-play on.
No, it was great. I mean, it was one of those games where you have to adjust your expectation several times during the game. You came in expecting one thing. Then all of a sudden, the Chiefs get out to this giant lead. So you adjust what you're expecting for the second half. Then the Colts start storming back. So you adjust again what you're expecting for the remainder of the ball game. And the crowd's carrying you through it. And the game action is so fast and so furious. We're not going to have another game like that in these playoffs. Now, the playoffs have been already, after one weekend, just remarkable, and I expect more good games coming up this weekend. But you're not going to see one quite like that because there's just not that kind of porous defense left in these playoffs that you're going to see somebody be able to come back from 28 points down against anybody. And I just don't think that will happen again. It was just one of those weird days in which everything went right in the second half for the Indianapolis Colts.
Chat with Kevin Kugler on the Doug and Daddy Show. Had the call of the Chiefs-Colts game on Saturday here on ESPN Radio for Westwood One. Kevin, what does James Lofton, your color analyst and ex-player, say about that? Where was the mistake in this football game in his eyes? I mean, even down to Dwayne Bowe, the last play of the game, you got to know where you're at if you're going to take that shot. But where did he think that the game turned? Where did you guys decide that this game turned from an X and O standpoint?
Well, it turned in a large part with the injury to Jamaal Charles, and the Chiefs were able to overcome it because of the gift turnovers that they were able to get from Andrew Luck that gave them short fields and they were able to put up points off of those turnovers. That was a big plus early in the game. Well, then the turnovers stopped, and when you don't have Jamaal Charles, you lose so much of your offense. Nobody in the National Football League played a bigger role from a running back standpoint in the team's offense anywhere. In fact, he was the first player to lead a playoff team in both rushing and receiving yards since Roger Craig in 1985. So he was such a huge part of that offense. When you take him away, especially when it gets down to crunch time, in that second half when they had the lead, that's where Jamaal Charles gets a lot of carries. That's where Jamaal Charles catches the ball out of the backfield. That's where he is utilized to run the clock, shorten the game. Well, they couldn't shorten the game. And so when they couldn't shorten the game, that gave a fast strike offense like the Colts time to get back out there. And we, the Jamal Charles injury was where this entire game turned, even though it didn't feel like that early. In the second half, when you needed Jamal Charles, you didn't have him. And then you didn't have Nile Davis. And so you had a guy who had 9 carries all year expecting to carry the load. Well, that, you're not going to get that done. The injury to Jamal Charles was where this game turned, even though it didn't appear that it was going to be that way right away, because the Chiefs were able to utilize a lot of short fields and come up with a couple of big plays.
Kevin's been all over the country calling games. He's got Carolina hosting San Francisco, which will be the Sunday 12 noon game here on ESPN Radio. Cougs, who is the best team in the National Football League? Who do you got in the Super Bowl?
Well, I it's hard for me to go against what Denver has been able to do. I know they had some hiccups at times down the stretch, but I like Denver in the AFC, although Tom Brady at home this weekend, you feel pretty good about his chances moving on to match up with Denver in that AFC championship game. And then the NFC, I look what the 49ers did yesterday. Going into Green Bay, going up against Aaron Rodgers to play good football, going into that cold weather and figuring out a way to win that game. I still think Seattle's the best in the NFC, but I think San Francisco is the second best team in the NFC, and I expect them to get past the Panthers, although I think this is going to be a whale of a game. I hope it's similar to their first meeting this year, because that Panthers defense has really been the only defense to completely solve Colin Kaepernick this season. They shut him down in that first meeting a month and a half ago, and I'm kind of hoping to see what they have in store for Kaepernick on Sunday afternoon.
Kevin, I agreed with what you said about the defenses of all the other teams, and there will not be a comeback like that. The only exception might be Denver. You know, Denver could get in a game where it could be a shootout. Do you feel that that's possible or not?
Oh, no, I think you're exactly right. And I think that's I don't see Denver allowing a comeback like that, because I don't think they'll stop scoring because of Peyton Manning. And that's why I think their defense is not great, but I think their offense is so good that I just don't see any scenario in which they stop scoring in any game. If somebody's scoring a lot of points, I think Denver can keep up, and I don't think they mind getting into a shootout like that. They are the one defense that you look at that has significant question marks left in these playoffs. Even the Chargers defense, which is that's a 6th seed. You don't know what to expect from them. That Chargers defense played good football yesterday, and I expect to see them play good again this weekend against Denver. I just don't think they can outscore the Denver Broncos in that game.
I think, Kevin, that was still the most shocking thing. I mean, it's shocking to see what Indianapolis did and come back, even with turning the ball over in the second half. It wasn't a perfect half. But the way Cincinnati stunk up the joint yesterday after going 8-0 at home, and San Diego's, I mean, it was like Kansas City's defense, what happened to you? And San Diego, which was horrible at the beginning of the year, all of a sudden now they look like the Steelers.
Yeah, it's Andy Dalton right now, and I think there's some significant question marks with Andy Dalton moving forward as a quarterback that can lead your team to that next level. People had those questions going into the game yesterday about his tendency to occasionally throw the wrong to the wrong team. And we saw it again yesterday. He threw some terrible passes that should not have been thrown and that most quarterbacks aren't going to throw, and he just they're inexplicable. You don't know why he is throwing a pass in that situation. In that spot, it was just some real poorly thrown balls yesterday by Andy Dalton. And I think there are real question marks going forward with Marvin Lewis and with Andy Dalton in Cincinnati's immediate future. And meanwhile, for San Diego, they've just been playing great football for 5 weeks. They've gotten themselves into this position. They know how to beat Denver. They've done it before in Denver just a few weeks ago. I think it'll be a fun game. I just think Denver in the playoffs, I think Peyton Manning in this game is going to be able to find answers to that Chargers defense.
Someone not named me in this radio studio has a ticket on the Chargers at 90-1, so they're over in the corner dancing right now. Cougs,
oh my goodness.
I know you know nothing about what I speak, so let's talk about the championship game tonight, Auburn of Florida State. Just your thoughts.
I think this is going to be, I don't want to say a coronation, but I think this will be a validation of Florida State tonight. I think Florida State's the best team in college football. I don't know that it's that close. I think this is a 2-touchdown game. I think Florida State comes out in this game and shows exactly why they've been so dominant all year long. I don't think their dominance changes. I think Jameis Winston starts slow tonight, but I think he gets going very quickly through the first quarter and has a very solid game to back up his Heisman Trophy. Florida State, to me, dominated for a reason in an era in which it's hard to dominate in college football. have dominated this year, and I think they will continue to dominate tonight.
Well, even the national analysts so far today haven't heard that prediction all that much. A lot of people want to call it a close game. And Cougs, you've had a chance to see a lot of basketball already. Nebraska man over under conference wins this year is what?
I'd say six is where I'll put the number.
Oh, wow. You're being real optimistic. I love it.
I'm being optimistic. I think they'll get better as the year goes along. I'm going to put six at the number, though. You can decide whether you go over or under on that number, but I'll put six on the number. Sounds like you'll go under, but I think they'll get better as the year goes along. They're a better team, but we've said this before. This is such a hard league to get better in. I mean, I look at Penn State. I've got them this week. I just don't think they're a bad basketball team. They've got guards that most teams in this league would kill to have in Neubel and Frazier. And yet they still struggle to get things done against anybody in this league. It's perplexing for me to how a coach is supposed to put this thing together in this league, where you have Michigan State, where you have Ohio State, where you have Wisconsin off to the best start ever, and you've got a guy in Bo Ryan whose teams always get better in January and February. And that's just the top three teams in the league. I'm not even talking about Indiana, which is loaded with athleticism. Illinois, which is a well-coached team that's got a couple of real nice players on their squad. You've got so many teams in this league. Michigan, another one that you don't know what they're going to be without Mitch McGarry, but they looked good yesterday or the day before. This is a league that it's almost impossible to get better quick in this league. It's a slow, methodical building process, and I hope people are patient with Tim Miles, because they're going to have to be, because this isn't going to get done overnight.
You know, they played Ohio State, and with about 18 minutes, it was like a three-point game, and then all of a sudden it just snowballed, and that happened last year in the tournament. I think they played Wisconsin. Was that the team
Nebraska,
game snowballed?
That happens to Nebraska a lot later.
Yeah. Hey, what about Creighton a little bit? You know, San Diego State beat Creighton, and then San Diego State goes into Kansas and wins, and the San Diego State team might be somebody needs to look at to win this whole thing. But what do you think Creighton, I mean, what's their over-under in their league?
Well, I agree with you first on San Diego State. Steve Fisher is a fantastic coach. That is an unbelievably athletic team. And that's a team that if you love college basketball, you're going to want to watch them over the course of the year, because they're going to make a nice run in March. But as far as Creighton is concerned, I think Creighton is turning into a team that's better than people anticipated. People thought this was going to be Doug McDermott and a whole lot of other players that would have to play a role, which is the case. But a lot of people were concerned about the inside game of Creighton in this league. I don't know that the Big East is quite as good as we anticipated it would be this year in its first year of this new reformed league. And Creighton is set up beautifully to make a real nice run throughout the Big East. I think right now, outside of Villanova, Creighton is the second best team and maybe the best team in the Big East. I can't wait till mid-January when Creighton and Villanova match up for the first time. I think Creighton matches up very, very well with Villanova, and I think that's a game the Jays can win. And if so, then the Jays become the prohibitive favorite to win this conference. And that could happen in mid-January, where you're already talking about the Jays being Big East champions a year after leaving the Valley.
Well, he must have the best agent in the business, because he had the only inside game last week, and he'll have the best weather game at Carolina this week. Kevin Kugler, Westwood One. I don't know how you do it, buddy. Keep up the good work.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for the time. Take care. Kevin Kugler, Big Ten Network. Check him out there. Westwood One here on ESPN Radio, calling not only the NFL, but a variety of college football, basketball throughout the year, and, of course, the College World Series every summer. Great to have Kevin on. He's the first guy that I have heard that really loves Florida State. And there's a reason that point spread's double digits, Jimmy, 9, 10, whatever you got it at.
Yeah, you know, it went it started at 8.5, went to 9.5, and it stayed at 9.5 for a month. Last night it went to 10.5. I mean, so somebody makes it go to that, you know, that line. Somebody's dollar bill decided to change this line a little bit. So kind of interesting that it's 10.5. You know, the thing of it is Florida State scores extremely fast at times. I mean, they just, you know, and so Auburn's got to find a way to kind of milk that clock and not let Florida State have the ball very much. They got to keep them off the field, and I think that's the only chance Auburn has. This game could get ugly, Doug.
I guess maybe I wanted Auburn. I don't know. You want them, you root for them. I took them in our pool, I believe. I took Auburn in the bowl bonanza, and all along, though, they haven't stopped anybody And they're not going to stop probably Florida State. So if Florida State doesn't turn the ball over, then I think maybe you're right. But we'll see how it plays out. And that whole team of destiny thing, which was what Auburn seems to be to me, the team of destiny with the ball bouncing the right way and the way things have went for them. Sometimes you just can't explain that. And intern for the day, Riley Egger, who do you like?
You know, I like Florida State on this one, and I really feel like it's going to come down to which defense can make the most stops. And I feel like Florida State's defense is head and shoulders better than Auburn's defense.
And we'll see how it all plays out. Kickoff just after 7:30 tonight here on ESPN, and then everybody can sit back and relax a little bit in their brand-new furniture from Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. They've been doing it for 37 years. That's right. Happy New Year, everybody, from Bruce Furniture, where they take care of you with easy credit terms, free professional delivery. Then they'll set it up in your home, and they'll haul away whatever it is you need haul away. If you're getting that new living room furniture, the whole new set, they'll haul the old one out, take it to the auction, take it to the dump, take it to the kids' apartment, whatever the case may be, and they'll do that all for you at Bruce Furniture. So from the store to after the sale, they're just right for you. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, Alliance. We'll talk a little wrestling with Husker coach Mark Manning next.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Attention taxpayers, if you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, it's a fact that they have the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, and even your freedom. If you've received a letter from the IRS, don't ignore it. Your problem will only continue to get worse. Here's the good news. The IRS has recently released new programs geared at helping struggling taxpayers where you may now qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe, including penalties and interest, or you may qualify for other special programs. If you're being audited, have years of unfiled tax returns, have a federal tax lien, or worse yet, are being issued a wage garnishment or bank levy, listen carefully. Authority Tax Services expert staff of ex-IRS agents, attorneys, and CPAs can immediately protect you from IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. Call 800-222-1282. 800-222-1282. 800-222-1282.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A wind chill warning remains in effect for the area through the day today, as we'll otherwise stay with sunshine with a high of 7. Winds on the northwest stay from 10 to 20. Tonight, we'll head back to 0 for a low with partly cloudy skies. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley.
Right now, 5 above.
Come on, feel the noise. Girls, rock your boys. We'll get wild, wild, wild. Wild, wild, wild. So you think I got an emo?
Doug and Daddy Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question of the day. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Is Peyton Manning the greatest quarterback of all time? I believe Jimmy and I both on Friday went ahead and voted yes. Intern for the day and college student. Riley Egger, what do you think?
If he's not the best, he's in the probably conversation for best five of all time. I mean,
yeah, but that's not the question.
All
the
time.
The question is he the best all time?
Name the four better.
If he's not, who do you got? There's no right or wrong answer here.
No.
We're not going to slap you or take you out back and tie you up for 31, stick your tongue on a pole or something.
You know, looking at it, I think all time, you know, I'm a Dan Marino guy. I really think Marino is probably the best all time. I think Peyton Manning, in my generation, no doubt he's number one. I think Tom Brady's 1B. What makes Peyton Manning so good is he runs that offense. I mean, everything runs through him. He makes the calls. He has such control over the offense. I don't think we've seen another quarterback do that. And, you know, Tom Brady, yeah, he is really good, but he doesn't have the control like Peyton Manning has. Peyton Manning, you know, that's his offense. You know, I mean, he is the driver. And, you know, I honestly don't think there's another quarterback in my generation that we'll see can do that.
Well, let's see what the folks said. It was pretty close. 36% said no, he's not the greatest of all time. Another 36% said not yet, because his career's not over. And 29% said yes. So there you go. How about today's Midtown Mart cooler question? Which coaching hire was better? Well, this was a question we kind of had earlier on. What would you rather be, the head coach of the Texas Longhorns or the head coach of the Houston Texans? Well, which coaching hire was better, Charlie Strong, just introduced within the last 20 minutes as the Texas Longhorn coach, or Bill O'Brien, introduced this past weekend as the Houston Texans coach? What do you think, Jimmy?
You know, honestly, that's got to be about a 50-50. I mean, I really do not have a strong opinion about that at all.
So Jimmy says, we'll wait and see. Riley, what do you think?
I think it's Bill O'Brien with the Texans. I think, you know, they had the pieces in place. They need a quarterback, obviously, and they need some offensive help, which he's going to provide. But defensively, with J.J. Watt, I think they can do a lot of good things there. Now, flipping to Texas, you know, we were talking about this earlier. You know, Charlie Strong, I don't think he was probably their top five when they said Mack Brown was retiring. You know, Nick Saban was linked to it recently.
Retiring.
You know, Art Briles, Jim Moore are all linked to it. You know, I don't think Charlie Strong was the rock star hire they wanted. I think he's a good hire. You know, but I think there's a lot of pressure for him to do well. I mean, the recruiting, yeah, that's one thing. But I think right now the Texans are in better shape to succeed with Bill O'Brien than Texas is with Charlie Strong.
I just think that Charlie Strong has got a much bigger opportunity to get eaten alive by University of Texas fans. I think Charlie Strong is a very, very good coach, maybe a great football coach, and I hope he is. And I know Nebraska fans want to hate Texas. Well, it's going to be hard to hate Charlie Strong, some of the other folks that they've had down there. But I think Charlie Strong's a likable guy. And I think Nebraska fans are going to pull for Bill O'Brien for what he did at Penn State. I can kind of see it in Riley's answer there, that you kind of want to pull a little bit more for Bill O'Brien than Charlie Strong. Vote now on our Midtown Mart cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Which coaching hire was better? The Houston Texans with Bill O'Brien, the Texans Longhorns with Charlie Strong. I'll give my opinion. I'll say Bill O'Brien just because I don't think this was the splash hire that the Texas Longhorns were looking for. Coming up, we're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to the Central Nebraska Home and Builders Show, so stay with us for that. A couple of other sports items that we want to get to today. How about, we talked a lot about the NFL, Jimmy, but how about how Green Bay didn't block the field goal at the end? I don't know how close people were watching it, but San Francisco kicks the game-winning field goal. The guy makes the perfect jump from the end, extends his hands, and the kick actually goes between his hands. What are the odds of that happening? And it could have been another Lambeau miracle had that been a blocked field goal, just like it was in the bowl game last night.
You know, when I watched that, and I thought maybe he got a piece of it. Of course, then what happens is then you watch the flight of the ball, and it's right down the middle. You know what I mean? But you're thinking, what? So, when I saw the play, I thought maybe he was going to get it. I really did. I thought, hey, this guy might have a shot at it. But, yeah, what a great effort.
Your thoughts early on here, the spreads on these games. Seattle favored by 8, 8.5 over New Orleans. Indianapolis is a 7.5-point dog at New England. Carolina is a home dog by 2 points to San Francisco. And Denver is a 9.5 to 10-point favorite against San Diego. One of those that you like better than the others?
You know, maybe San Francisco. You know, maybe San Francisco a little bit. The other ones are seem like they're pretty honest lines. You know, right on. I mean, you know, you need something to happen. The only thing is if you're down 7 and, you know, you can still win the bet because they're taking a knee at the end of the game because they don't have to win by 14. You know what I mean? So I kind of like taking the points, but I do think San Francisco might be all right.
Also, I'll mention that Terry Joseph, and in fact, that could come down at any moment now. Haven't seen it yet, and Jeffrey is always on Twitter checking stuff out. But he was offered the Texas A&M defensive back coach, and here's what he told the Lincoln Journal-Star. He was just flat-out honest. He says, it's not a done deal. They offered me the job. It's a lot of money, but I told Bo I would come back and talk to him before I took the job. Now, if you say it's a lot of money and Nebraska isn't going to match it, then yeah, it's a done deal, because that's what it comes down to, getting my contract extended and me getting a lot of money. So there you go. It's Nebraska's call. Do they want to keep Terry Joseph for the price that they're asking, or will they say, go ahead and best of luck and head down to Texas A&M? Joseph made a base salary of $245 as Nebraska's secondary coach, and the man he would be replacing was making just a little more than $300,000 last year in Marcel Yates. Yates took a job as Boise State's defensive coordinator. And if he leaves, it's well pointed out that that's one position that Nebraska has really kind of had a carousel of assistant coaches: Marvin Sanders, Corey Raymond, Terry Joseph, and then you'd be looking at a new guy, you know, your fourth guy in five seasons here. And that's not what you want, but you also want coaches that are sought after, right, Jimmy?
Yeah, you definitely want that. You want people that other people want. There's no doubt about it.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Loper basketball plays again tonight at Missouri Western State. The women are really battling everybody, even the nationally ranked teams, and they're battling them close. They just can't quite finish against these supposed superior teams. They were down just 3 with 3 minutes to play at 8th-ranked Central Missouri Saturday, but didn't score again, fell 73-66. And in his first game back, Ethan Brozek led the team for the men in points and rebounds, but they fell 85-65. They play at Missouri Western State tonight. Hastings men, if they could never go back to the Corn Palace, I'm sure they would go ahead and say that'd be fine. They haven't won there since 2005, a couple of times as the higher rated team, and that was the case here. They lost 98-84. The women won 81-45, and they will be at Nebraska Wesleyan on Wednesday. You going to that?
Yeah, I'll be on the call on that one. So I'm really excited about that one. Kind of see Coach Gavers again. It'll be fun. A lot of local guys from here, so should be a great game.
That's Riley Egger, voice of the what we are they still Plainsmen?
Prairie Wolves.
Prairie Wolves.
Since 2000, they've been the Prairie Wolves.
Good Lord, we still call them the Plainsmen, right?
Hey, yeah. Hey, Riley, I'm gonna
2000.
Yeah, there's a lot of alumni that still associate themselves with the Plainsmen, so you're not out of the loop totally on that one.
Riley, I've known you for a lot of years, and I can tell you one thing right now. You have got people skills, and you are going to be successful. Just the way you talk and the knowledge you have about sports, which you brought up. You know, Dan Marino was the name that Doug brought up on the show that, hey, he might be better. You know, yeah. Then, you know, he said that Dan Marino, what's interesting to me about the quarterbacks that we talk about is none of these guys are running quarterbacks at all. I mean, hey, we're talking about guys that are just, these guys throw the ball and manage the game. They give the ball to their running backs, and they're very smart. And Dan Marino probably throws a better ball, you know, better pass. He probably had more of an art to throw in that thing, but some of these other guys can find ways to get that ball to the right guy. How about Aaron Rodgers? How many times does he underhand it to somebody and get about a 12-yard gain, you know? So there's some people that can really manage the game out there right now, and that's what I think that's the key thing about the quarterback right now, the guys that can manage the game correctly and not make those mistakes.
Well, you know, Jim, I appreciate the kind words, and I probably learned that from this basketball ref when I was a young kid sitting on the bench with my dad that always, you know, jog by and kind of wink at us.
Joe Wells?
Not quite.
Wolf? Heinrichs?
Wolf was in there. Heinrichs in there. But I always remember, you know, Jim Langan as that ref, you know, always talking to the bench and talking to the crowd every once in a while. So that's where I got that one from.
We're going to have to take a break here so you boys can go hug it out and towel off.
We've got to rehearse some more things. We've got to rehearse some more stuff here.
I thought I was bringing this blind on you over the weekend, but no. Here we go. You knew this.
I knew the kid.
You knew this coming in. You guys have been working on this for a week and a half. We kind of set this up before the holidays, so I see what's going on. I want to come in a day that Jimmy's there. I see what's going on. Hey, and also, we're trying to make contact here with Coach Manning, Nebraska Wrestling, and we're continuing to work on that. But shout out to the Tri-City Storm. We say they got a win, and they're starting to do it. Now, again, it's all over Sioux Falls, but Sioux Falls is a very good team. They've beaten them three straight times, and Sioux Falls is 29-2, and three of those losses coming to the Storm, and they're starting to get everybody involved, and they won by scores of 5-1 and 6-4 over the weekend. Now they'll get tested by maybe the best team in the league again twice this week. Omaha in Omaha Wednesday, on home ice Friday, then Sioux Falls comes back in on Saturday. So get a chance, check out some Tri-City Storm hockey. Maybe they're going to get some things turned around here. We will be back on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
What is focus? It's a wondrous sensation of clarity and alertness. It's having what it takes. It's owning the moment. It's keeping your head down, your eye on the ball, and knocking it out of the park. It's getting in the zone, keeping on your toes, on target, on top. Focus is staring the world in the face and saying, bring it. Focus is power. Focus is life. And 5-Hour Energy is focus. For more information, go to 5hourenergy.com.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Comforting guidance when you need it most.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
Dedicated, trusted, and compassionate service.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
We listen to you.
We are here for you.
And we help ease a difficult time.
Our family serving your family for generations. Please call, stop by, or go online. Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services.
More exciting high school basketball comes your way this week on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Tuesday on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, the Adams Central Patriots are home to take on the Minden Whippets. Girls at 6, the boys at 7:45. On Thursday, the St. Cecilia boys are at Gretna on 1230 KHAS, and Adams Central travels to Arcadia Loop City Friday on 1230 KHAS. Plus, later in the week, Wood River Kearney Catholic, Donovan Trumbull Ravenna, and Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic.
A wind chill warning remains in effect for the area through the day today, as we'll otherwise stay with sunshine with a high of 7. Winds out of the northwest stay from 10 to 20. Tonight, we'll head back to 0 for a low with partly cloudy skies. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 5 above.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Oh, baby. We are down to the final game, the BCS National Championship. And in the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza, we have a television winner. We will announce who that is tomorrow. But we have a person that is 20-6. It took 20 wins to guarantee victory. And if Florida State wins, then this person will end up 21-6. A majority of the folks going into tonight have Florida State, just a handful have Auburn, but it could change here. We've got a ton of people that are 18-7, 17-8. We've still got the $200 Troutmans and the $100 Cunninghams and the Big Dally's Deli and all kinds of other prizes that we're going to be giving away. So good luck tonight as, boy, Ball State losing yesterday really wrecked the chances of some folks, but the folks that had Arkansas State kind of got back into the fray of things. So, you know, we've got all kinds of names here, and we wish the best of luck. We'll announce all of our winners tomorrow, but you're pretty much going to need 17 wins going into tonight to hit the board in the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza. I don't see my name on the list there anywhere. I don't think I
you
do.
Guys are tied at 15-11. And Jimmy, you got Florida State. Doug, you got Auburn. So.
Oh, really? Really? I got a shot to beat the Langan? Auburn needs to win, which I don't think is going to happen. But Auburn wins. I win?
You win. And I'm
Holy
sure.
Holy cow. I just got pounded this year. Pounded. Let's see. Did you have – oh, when you had Arkansas State last night, that's crazy. That caught you up. If Ball State wins, this thing's over.
I'm sorry.
I had Houston. Boy, I just choked it away. I was 15-9. This sounds familiar. Sputtering down the stretch. Sputtering. Of course, I was terrible early on. What was I, 2-4? Rallied to get to 13-7. How about that? I was on an 11-3 run there for a little while. Now we see what's going to happen. So I'm kind of like what, the Kansas City Chiefs? No, who would I have been like? Got off to a hot. Maybe I'm the San Diego Chargers. Stunk and made a run. And then just won't hit the finish line, probably. But it's all tonight, and it's all here on ESPN Radio. Folks, don't forget, this is the time of year that T&L Center Pivot owners should assure many more years of reliable irrigation by scheduling your annual preventative maintenance. And do it today, because performing basic maintenance in the off-season will pay you back when the summer heat arrives. Call your independent T&L dealer to thoroughly inspect your machine from the pivot point to the overhang, because at T&L Irrigation, their systems are easier on you for a lifetime. And if you want to find out more, or if you're not exactly sure who your T&L dealer is right now, you can go online, TLIRR.com. Maybe it's time to be thinking about that new system. Maybe it's time to replace an old T&L. Maybe it's time to just change to T&L Irrigation Systems. They serve every state in the United States and 60 countries worldwide from their headquarters in Hastings, Nebraska. So you know it is quality and it works for you. T&L, T&L. They are easier on you for a lifetime. Well, no luck with Coach Manning. We apologize. You know, he's winning. He's getting good. And we'll see if we can track him down maybe for a future show. Coming up later on in the week, we've got some good guests as well. We've got our Husker Roundtable coming up later this week to put the wrappings on this Nebraska football season, which ended up with that 9 wins for the 6th consecutive year. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming your way tomorrow. And, Jimmy, anything that we missed, man?
You know, the only thing I had, a guy came into the store today, Doug, and he told me it's a good day to go hunting. and he was talking.
It is?
That's what he told me.
It is?
Yeah, that's what he told me. I told him, I said, you can go to Walmart or any grocery store in town and buy chicken. I mean, you can just buy it. He's out there hunting birds, and he had his dogs out there. And I cannot understand how anybody would go outside to try to do anything, you know, for more than like a minute. You know, just run to your car and then get in it, start it. I mean, I wonder how many cars are started right now and they're like not shut off, because it is absolutely freezing. So I cannot believe
you're working.
I cannot believe we just haven't talked about how cold it is outside.
Well, and this is the, and I have to give this person, because I know who you're talking about, I have to give this person props, because he is the only person that told me that Oklahoma was going to beat Alabama by double digits, and he was right.
He sure was. But he predicted.
I also told him Nebraska was going to beat Georgia, which he did not think was going to happen. So we're both happy.
Yeah, both of you got wins, and it's a good deal. Doug, I mean, seriously, I mean, is there anything that you would do outside in the cold weather? I mean, is there anything you could possibly – I know you have a lot of things you enjoyed, but is there any possible thing that you would
more than walking to your car and back? Here's the deal.
Walk. I'm not walking to my car.
I went and got the mail this morning. I went and got the mail, didn't pick it up over the weekend, went and got the mail, so I had to walk the few steps over to the mailbox and pick that up. And, you know, I just kind of thought, you gotta go outside. I mean, that's not the only time I was going to be outside, but you got to see what it's like. You got to feel it. Okay, this is it. All right, that was nice. Back inside. Back inside. We are very fortunate to be in the places that we are, so we're not shuddering out there. It's not the day for your water pipes to freeze. It's not the day for your cable to go down. It's not the day for the NPPD or Dawson or any of our great power companies to have to go out and put up lines, because there's some of those things that the jobs you have, that's what it is. If there's a power line that goes down, they're going to go out there and fix it. If there's a cable line that goes down, they're going to go out there and fix it. There are certain jobs out like, but there's not going to be a lot of street repair done today. And that's probably okay. Stay inside, work on the machines. Stay inside, work on the machines. Get them ready.
Have you had a cold experience? Have you had one really cold day there that you want to share with us?
You know, this is probably the worst, but, you know, we did hit on me playing football at Westland. We're, you know, it was a Tuesday. We're preparing for Midland, and it's, like, raining, and it's cold. And it's come down to a drizzle. I think that was probably the coldest I've ever been, and it was so cold, you had nowhere to put your hands. Like, you couldn't even snap the ball. It was that cold. I mean, that was probably the worst, but I'm going to be practice.
What's wrong with your coach?
You know, we don't have those $1 million facilities. If we did, I would love him to death with, you know, the indoor practice facility. But, you know, this is a day. Once I leave here, I'm going home, and I have a nice date with my couch in the BCS game tonight.
Well, Riley Egger, we appreciate. See, now all of a sudden, here come the jokes. Here come the jokes.
About cold or what?
Yeah, it's so cold. I saw a lawyer and he had his hands in his own pockets. See, there you go. Yeah, thanks, Dwayne. Appreciate that one. Riley Egger's been sitting in with us. He is a Wood River boy and man. Now he's a Wesleyan man. He's a Wood River boy. Now he's a Wesleyan man. Football standout. Wanted to see how this whole show, how unimpressive was it?
You know, I wouldn't say unimpressed. I was pretty impressed. I mean, it's amazing how fast you guys are on your toes with getting stuff. And, you know, just the knowledge between you guys is amazing. So it's definitely a fun day, something I will remember. And if I, you know, do go the broadcasting way, I'll, you know, remember this experience.
You know how that happens? You get old. That's how you know that stuff, right, Jimmy?
I just want him to come back Friday.
Say more nice things about you.
Yeah.
Hey, we want to congratulate all of the winners in the Doug and Daddy Fanatics Fantasy Football Challenge, and we will draw for the $200 Super Bowl party this Thursday. The gang from Fanatics will be in studio, and we will draw for the $200 Super Bowl party. We had 17 winners, so we're going to throw all those in.
We had one guy not want in on the party, so there's going to be 16 drawings, but we did have 17 winners. Yes.
You got a 1 in 16 shot of winning this $200 Super Bowl party for you and your friends, and we draw it this Thursday on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jimmy will be back with us on Friday. You working tomorrow night at all?
Go to Adams Central tomorrow. Minden at Adams Central.
All right. Look for Jimmy there. Riley, Happy New Year. Thanks for coming in. Good luck, man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It was a great privilege to be here.
Riley Egger, Wood River. Check him out for Wesleyan. He'll have those Wesleyan-Hastings games. You can go online and listen to that. Plus, we want to thank Kevin Kugler from Westwood One of the Big Ten Network for joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Have a good one, everyone. The BCS National Championship, Florida State and Auburn tonight at 7:30.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!